Four men charged with terrorism offenses were arraigned today in a British court, including one man accused of undergoing terrorism training at a camp in southern England. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
22-year-old Yassine Mutegombwa from South London appeared at Westminster Magistrates Court yesterday on charges of attending weekend training sessions for terrorism. Prosecutors said he'd undergone training near a campsite in Hampshire and also at a farm in the county of Berkshire during April and June of this year. The charge added that he knew that the training was being provided for what it called purposes connected with the commission or preparation of acts of terrorism. Mutegombwa's 20-year-old brother, Hassan, was also in court charged with procuring funds for terrorism. Two other men, Musa Ahmed and Mustafa Abdullah, were charged with possessing information likely to be useful to someone committing acts of terrorism. The men were arrested in a series of raids across South London last week. Eight other men are still being questioned by police. Local residents living near the Matley Wood caravan and camping site in the New Forest in the south of England expressed surprise and shock yesterday that such activities might have been going on their doorstep. A spokesman for the site said they'd been unaware of any unusual activity. British police said in February they suspected there were terrorist training camps in the country, but this is the first time they'd provided details. Mutegombwa is the first suspect to be charged with training in terrorism under a new British anti-terror law. The Terrorism Act only became law in March of this year. It also makes it an offence to be at a place where training is taking place and includes controversial clauses banning the glorification of terrorism. Meanwhile, police are continuing to search the premises of a large Islamic school set in 54 acres in the southern county of Sussex. Police say they're following up many leads in their investigation which are not necessarily related. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.